everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, guys?
Well, I think it's going all right for a Saturday night.
That was a little ditty right there. Hey, did a little
good
ditty
day,
right
everyone.
There
enjoy the show.
Episode 47. Dadgummit.
Dadgummit, I need your socks off to count 47.
Yeah, recorded Saturday, December 16th, 2023. Show notes are linked in the description. What do you think, guys? What do we got?
I want to know where the description is.
We're getting close to the holidays. Or hold on. Do you call it holidays, or do you say happy holidays to somebody, or do you say Merry Christmas?
I say Merry Christmas because I get tongue-tied with happy holidays. Happy
all
holidays.
Of the above.
Happy
some
holidays.
People try to just say holidays so they're not, what's the word I'm looking for?
Politically incorrect.
Leaving anybody out or upsetting someone. That's not their religion.
Just kind of learn what their religion is, or you try to guess based on their skin color. I mean, what they've told you in the past. I mean, don't judge people.
Didn't your mom ever tell you not to drink out of the jug in the refrigerator?
That's not in the refrigerator, and it's my jug.
For those without video context, Steve just pulls a big old jug out.
A gallon jug.
Half the screen. And took a big old drink out of it.
You know, I'm not a little fella.
Cheaters.
Oh, that is Kentucky. Is that
guy? Do you remember when you were a kid, I'm sure you drank out of the same size glass as your parents when you were a kid, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they give you a smaller glass?
Well, when I was real little, I had a sippy cup. But when I grew out,
they didn't
have
sippy cups back then. It was a piece of wood carved out,
made out of wood, made
put a piece of bamboo straw in for you. There you go.
By the way, guys, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. This is our Christmas show special.
Happy Hanukkah, yep. Happy Ramadan. What's the other ones?
Ramadan.
I don't know.
Ramadan.
Oh, disclaimer: we're not here to offend anybody. But.
Or eat on the screen
everybody.
In front of
everybody. We are equal opportunity.
For crying out loud, it's episode 47. If you ain't figured out by now.
If you're new to the show,
that
welcome.
We might say some off-the-wall shit, yeah. Then you're going to be.
I did have a few new people that joined the group, and we welcomed them and everything. And it seems like we get a couple here and there about every other week, it seems like. And we always try and welcome the new people in, but...
It seems
one
like-
of the gentlemen we had met, we was just talking before we come on here about Louisville truck show coming up this year, and one of the gentlemen that was next door to our booth, his son got a hold of us about maybe doing an interview here. So,
hey Steve, when is that truck show?
Hey Dave, March 21st and 22nd and 23rd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next year.
In Louisville
Expo
in
Center.
Louisville, Kentucky. I put it on our Facebook page, marked an event. So anybody that's in our group just got a message.
What booth are we at?
How many zeros can you say out loud, Dave?
At 2.
60,057.
So we're at 600057. Wow.
Now,
perfect.
For some reason, I still think that number is not right, because when we went to look for our booth last year, everybody had a tag up on the wall with their number. We didn't have one.
No, we had a sign that said Three Fat Truckers. So I got it above my garage door out there.
Oh,
it's in my garage still hanging up. And I also got the one from the expo center when we did that one too.
Well, I'll tell you what, down there, go ahead, Bill.
I was just gonna say, I wonder if we can drive the pickup trucks right up in there this time like we did.
At least we can drive right up in there like we did to the back door where the bathroom is now, because we know how to get in there.
Yeah.
And Steve got us a cart.
Oh,
I wanted to get us. I have an electric wheelchair. I need to get that rigged up to pull a trailer behind it. and we'll load everything up, and we'll let everybody ride, and we'll just go. We'll park at the farthest part in the parking lot, and we will ride that sucker,
dude. I want to
ride in there.
I want to sit on the back with a whip and a big old silk hat.
No, I was watching some videos.
We
got to
make it look like
shows.
A truck. Yeah, we got to.
There
make
was
it look
a guy
like
that
truck.
Had. A Rascal, and it was made into a semi. It had dual wheels on the back, yep. Stacks, aww. And he's sitting there, and where his feet were, they had like a Peterbilt grill and stuff, and he was pulling a little flatbed trailer behind him with all the shit he had from the truck show that he was buying.
Our neighbor that we were just talking about to just join the group, he had a one of those wheelchair Rascals. He was doing wheelies out in front of our booth.
Well, they got rentals there.
Oh, do they?
He rented that one. That's what he said.
Oh,
but yeah,
nothing parties like a rental.
I'll tell you what. Wow, I think I might bring that with me this year.
You bring whatever makes it easier for us to do everything we do.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, I'm a little brutal.
Make the beer run and pull the cooler behind it.
Yay!
I'm looking forward to another show of
I had
abuse.
A lot of fun.
And we're actually going to get Mr. Bill up there out and let him take a little stroll through
the
neighborhood, see
right,
what's out there.
We're going to have so much more time than we did this year.
Well, yes, we are because
we just
don't want to schedule
as many interviews.
We didn't start interviews until after almost the second day. We were stumbling around trying to get set up, trying to look pretty.
Well, I was getting a few here and there on my phone, but yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. We'll go out for a walk. You know, Bill can always be a cameraman, behind the scenes guy. Mike can hold him.
Oh, yeah. So where'd you boys go this week?
As usual, I don't remember.
Mississippi.
Okay, Georgia. Let me rephrase the question, three fat truckers. What did you guys have to eat this week?
Oh.
You remember that, Bill, don't you?
Actually, I've been living on cold meat sandwiches because it's been Christmas time, and
no,
that's where all the
don't
money's
let him
gone.
Kid you.
Did you join the Bucky's Facebook group that I sent you? That Dave sent you? I think everybody's sending you.
I did.
Truckers against Bucky's.
Actually, I did that. I think it was earlier today because I was on the phone for some reason. I don't remember what, but I was on the phone and I saw that on there. I'm like, I better go ahead and join that.
Well, then, I'll tell you. My mission is to find you that shirt that says I took a big shit at Bucky's.
Yeah, I need that.
I'm going to see if it's real. I'm going to try and order one somewhere.
I think you just need to go upstairs and get the printer fired up and make one.
Yeah, you
picture a Bill instead of Bucky.
Yeah.
We have the
put three fat truckers on
we
there.
We can make
them
stronger, faster.
I did a Georgia run. A Georgia run, then a Mississippi run. That's what I did this week.
Yeah, I did Mississippi. Came back and did something else.
Ciro's.
I did Ciro yesterday.
You did a Ciro? Man.
Oh, I've done Ciro last three Fridays in a row, actually.
I talked to Golden Boy last week, Gary, because I passed him on my way back, and old Clyde was rolling north there.
I was going to name him.
I called him and I said, hey, did you see that good-looking son of a bitch going south? And he's like, what are you talking about? Well, I seen you just looking over top of your knuckles over the wheel because you're sitting on the floor of that truck.
Oh, yeah. Hell, I do that.
So,
and it's got to
be cool on your stool, man. Does he have one of those big tall
no,
shifters?
He don't.
Okay.
No. See, guess what I get to do this next week? Next Thursday at 3 o'clock, your most
You gotta let me guess.
I'm going to.
What time is it? And then I'm gonna think of something really good. Bill's just gonna snot anything out of his mouth.
3 o'clock next Thursday.
Let me think here. You're getting. I'm gonna get in trouble for this. You're getting Mike's nose removed from your ass since he doesn't have a job right now.
No, but close.
But close.
You had to think about it. Wait, is that next
week
or
the
week after?
Word it politely. But.
What is the most favorite thing you love doing in trucking?
Favorite thing I love doing in trucking?
Yes.
Retiring?
No.
Driving past a scale.
DOT physical.
Oh, oh. Man, that's, no, I don't have to worry about that shit.
Let's have a talksy about that, shall we?
I'm on a race to 500 pounds, man.
You've been running
around
Atlanta.
I'll be both of you there.
Running around Atlanta trying to go with the 500 down there, ain't you?
You didn't know gravy was a condiment, did you?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
actually.
I did.
You forgot like Larry the Cable Guy.
Where do you
like Larry the Cable Guy said, he said, my dad ate gravy on everything but boobs, and he lived to be 45.
Oh, my God. Excellent.
Well, I wish you luck on the physical, because I'll tell you what, where me and Bill, do you go where me and Bill used to go?
Yeah. No. You want me to tell you my dirty little secret?
Well, the thing is with that guy, you're not stressed. He's not like the Ready Meds and all these doctor offices that are out to fail you.
Get you.
Yeah. He does what he has to do. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, you're good. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
He appreciates the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not, I mean, if you go across the street up there at the airport, that little.
Yeah, I've been there for
several
years.
Where I used to work. They made you go there. And our drivers, when I worked for that company, would get in fights with the nurses and doctors.
Mm-hmm. That's a park view.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. And they're just out to fail a driver. Which I don't understand, because then you go to the truck stop and you'll see a guy that's 600-700 pounds. His top of his thigh is the same thickness all the way to his ankles. Mm-hmm. It takes him 20 minutes to either climb down or climb in the truck. And by the time he does, either direction, he's he can't breathe. And I'm thinking, how the hell can you fail me? When this guy got passed,
those guys are probably living on 3 months.
They have to be.
Yeah,
they have to be.
Because
I wish you the best, because sometimes it was nerve wracking.
By the way,
we started going to that one guy.
The blood pressure is always a sweat. You know, you go in there and it's called the white coat syndrome. As soon as you sit down, you know, you puts it on there and it's.
Like, I just tell him I'm going for high score, bitch.
What's your highest one today?
I figured out how to beat that.
Yeah, you pop a bunch of aspirin a couple of days before and keep taking it till you go.
No, he's got a better idea.
Nope.
What's that?
What medication out there takes all the blood and puts in one place?
Works
every time.
You probably got a date from the doctor now, though.
Well, that's true. You know,
every
you
time
walk,
you go there, he's like, "Man,
you
this guy's always excited to see me."
But at least you can pass your physical.
That's right. I can't bend over.
Don't wear sweatpants. I'll tell you right now.
Oh man!
You need a massage.
Going this way.
Get the duct tape out and strap that hog down so he don't think you're looking at him.
Do I ask for the massage afterwards?
No, it's when he gives you the prostate exam and both his hands are on your shoulders. They don't even give prostate exams like that anymore. That's all.
No.
I got to go get one.
Through a regular test.
No, got to get a camera shoved up my ass at some point. I've been putting it off.
I've been telling you, me and Steve will do it for free. We'll save
There's
some
a
money.
Good joke there, but I just can't think right now what it is about a camera in Bill's rear.
I think it speaks for itself.
Hold on, Dave. It must be a drive-in.
Yeah.
Where's the rim shot, Dave? Come on.
I disconnected it because Bill yelled at me.
Well, he's yelling at you before we started.
I know.
You couldn't hear him because you have your headphones on.
I didn't yell at you. None of that shit worked. So you had to unplug it. That's why you.
What you got on here for news, Dave?
I don't got nothing.
No, I got no news.
This is our Christmas show.
Well, this was 48, 47. You didn't put it on that one, so I got stuff for 47, too. So, here, I'm just going to go to 47, and I'll do the...
I got them both up, because,
yeah. Yeah, I need to get the other one up here. Hold on.
Dave got confused about the episode number.
No, I didn't.
Did he?
47, 47, we're not doing nothing on that one. This one, we're doing our Christmas special and talking about what.
But
remember?
It's going to be on the website as 47. Yes, little peek behind the curtain. We're gonna.
Oh well, then you need
episodes.
To tell Steve because he told me to put it on 48.
I didn't tell you put on nothing.
Steve, oh sure. Damn it.
He said, we didn't use 47, so we'll make 48 and we'll do it.
You can't skip 47. People are going to be like, hey, what happened to 47? People are going to lose their fucking mind. You know,
no, you just shut up. I got a handle here. Don't listen to Dave.
I don't know what account I need, though. I got too much stuff.
We were talking about brokers this week, and I thought it'd be something. So I brought up on the page, and I thought, I typed in Google search. I said, what's the worst trucking brokers out there? And then, of course, it brings up all the people that complain about it. So I took their names off. I didn't want to do that. But some of the complaints are pretty good. They're a little foul, you know.
Let's have them.
Me and you talked about that one that the mother trucker put up.
Yes.
The lady he interviewed is a truck driver, but she was originally a lawyer.
Right.
I don't know why you go from a lawyer to truck driver. That makes no sense.
See the beautiful country.
But she was suing a broker, and it's the same one that you seen the picture of the guy, the semi painted on the side of his trailer, says, you owe me $8,000, you know, and was driving through their parking lot. But she ended up, they were cheating on the sheets on what they were supposed to pay and wouldn't give them copies of them. And she sued them to get the copies and found out that they were shorting her, cheating her. So,
and this was on what they
Mother Trucker had it up.
It's been on Facebook. It's been on Instagram.
Yeah, it's been around
TikTok.
Besides the guy, like I said, that was driving through the parking lot with it prepping on the side of his trailer that they owed him money.
Well, so since we got our Christmas show all set up here and my little comments below that, we'll just move this up to 47 and make the other one 48.
Idea. Well, yeah. Because the extra episode could end up being 90 or 91.
Yeah, so we'll leave that one blank.
Yeah,
so let's
do that. Well, there's a believe it or not, Bill, and I'll let you read it.
All right, let's do it. Which one? First one?
And I'll move it over onto here once we
don't do nothing.
I see Bill's purple cursor on both sides here.
Yeah, but if I don't move
mine?
It over,
oh, it is
people,
no,
people can't go
mine.
Find
it's
it
Steve's.
If I don't move it. So
there's Bill on show note 48, and there's Bill over here on Believe It or Not. He's on both of them.
Look Actually, yours is purple on mine. Okay, Believe It or Not. Good old Steve's Believe It or Not. For those of you that are new to the show, this is the portion of the show where I read you a article that was handpicked by Steve. And when I say handpicked,
or handwrote,
it might be handwritten by Steve. And what we have to do, we're going to read this article and we're going to decide, Dave and I, if we think it's a true story or not. And it, spoiler alert, it almost never is. So
he would never lie to us. Come on.
Anyway, without further ado.
I love you guys, man. I'm going to do that.
All right, here we go. This article is titled Black Friday Shopping. It's that time of year again to deck the halls and trim the tree with all the goodies you bought at all the stores in person and online. We always hear on the news and online reports of bad little...
Don't fuck with him, dude. Instead of you pushing a button, what's this do? He'll push it and hang your ass up. His face is as red as my shirt, dude. Look at him.
Can't take
your blood pressure's up, Dave. You ain't passing that thing.
Oh my god, I knew as soon as I did it. It's like,
well, as soon as I seen a highlight, I'm like, what the hell is he doing? For those of you can't see, Dave's as Bill's
Dave's
reading
pushing,
the story, the
Dave's
copy
pushing
here.
His whiskers out about a quarter of an inch. Right to
God, Dave's over here highlighting the story as Bill's trying to read it, and it's throwing him off.
But you know what? I got a guy on my other show that does.
I know
this.
That's why I did it because you told me.
No, it's when I got in trouble. I was ahead of you guys typing extra crap in.
Well, yeah, that was a different thing.
And he just
thing.
Reads it. And I'm like, we could probably get in trouble for that, so I better not do that.
Sorry, Bill. Continue.
Well, that was actual news, though.
I know. You know, I know. That's why I made up this bullshit stuff here. I can put whatever I want on it.
Yeah, go watch the YouTube on this one, folks, because you're not going to get the proper comedic value out of the audio-only version comedic, on this.
Holy cow, that was funny.
Anyway. The look on your face and the color of your skin was, I'll tell you right now.
Was I the same?
I thought we had two bears running brave down there as red as you was.
Like I said, I think he pushed his whiskers out about a quarter inch. He was blowing the damn.
He was chuckling himself up, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to start over from scratch.
Hey, why don't you start over, Bill?
It's that time of year.
Was that purple pink or blue? I don't remember.
It was like a aquamarine.
Magenta.
Turquoise.
Magenta.
It's that time of year again to deck the halls and trim the tree with all the goodies you bought at all the stores in person and online. We always... We always hear on the news and online reports of bad little boys and girls. Actually, he put girls and boys. Put the girls first.
There's a message on your screen, Dave.
Yeah, I know it. I hear you tapping.
Some aren't so little. Boy, this show is just went down the tubes. And
thank God it's the Christmas special.
It don't mean much. Okay, some aren't so little. They are... parents and adults that think it's better to take things for free and not pay for them. What I'm referring to is shoplifters and thieves. We have all seen the stories of people that get caught and how they were trying to sneak items out of the stores. Well, this is one of those stories. Some steal food, some electronics, and some just crap to resell. This story starts with a woman in a motorized scooter chair. She was apprehended as she tried to exit the store. A theft control officer had been following her through the store, noticing weird behavior. It was hard for her to move around on the scooter. The officer was thinking it was from being overweight at first glance, but with further investigation, she was observed putting packages of meat in her sweatpants as she traveled down the aisles. She would pull up her oversized shirt that looked like a dress and stuff numerous items. Shut up, Dave. Stuff numerous
this
items
is Dave's
in her
girlfriend.
Sweatpants. She also had items underneath each breast. She was well endowed.
Warming my hams.
When she proceeded to check out.
Yeast infection, get a little cheese on it, too.
You said you were making breast.
Let him finish here. He's almost done.
When she proceeded to check out and not pay for any of the items that she had packed away, the officer stopped her at the door. She denied having anything in her pants or on her person. She was told they would take her to a private room with the police and be searched. That's when she started unloading her stash. She had managed to put 135 pounds of steaks in her pants, 50 pounds of ribs, and 6 packages of hamburger under her breasts. The manager and officers were amazed at the quantity of items she was able to conceal. She was arrested for shoplifting and is awaiting her day in court.
They missed that 6-pack of hot dogs on the back of her neck.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many jokes going through this.
I know.
Like, oh my God.
It was nearly impossible to read.
Nearly impossible to read.
But the funny part about it is I'm watching a Tic Tac short, and some lady got the cops is pushing her, and she's in the car going, they're arresting me for no reason, and she's got food packed all around her.
Her only crime was being hungry on a Tuesday.
I'll gladly pay you next Wednesday for a hamburger today.
Or 8
Wimpy.
Pounds.
Or 8 From Popeye.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you guys think? Is this fake or true?
Well,
the first thing is, it isn't shoplifting unless it's over $1,000, because everybody seems to be just taking carts of food out anymore.
What blows my mind is when I see them videos of people just going in with masks or their hoodie pulled and grabbing stuff and nobody stopping them.
And walking right out.
I would shoot every one of them in a kneecap.
I would drop every one of them right in the jaw. Then I'd go to jail for assault. But
I'd just take my gun out and shoot everyone in the kneecap. Every time they walk, they would remember why I
should steal. With my luck, they'd be Jewish. And
what's that going to do with anything? You need a hammer and nail?
And then you can't stop them because then it's a hate crime.
No, just get you a hammer and nail.
At least they wouldn't be stealing the canned hams.
No, or the pork.
No, no.
I'd leave the...
What'd they say? Get off the cross. We need the wood. Okay.
Okay.
True or we're all going to hell.
Moving swiftly along.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, there's another one. There's two.
Yeah. And it's even better than the first one.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I believe this is true.
Yeah, me
too. There's parts of it that is true. I don't know if you found it true, but you may have modified it, but it's true.
I'm sure this has happened daily.
The story I remember was a woman, an overweight woman, walked out of a Walmart with a 46-inch TV between her thighs. Think of that. How much one of them would weigh for you to have to pinch it between your legs to keep it there and walk
all
out
I'm
with it?
All I'm thinking about is tying a 2x4 to my butt before I go in and get any of that. That's all that's coming to my mind.
This story I made up from the very beginning. The whole thing.
I thought maybe you did, but... I thought maybe you did.
Oh,
but I promise it's true somewhere.
But I bet you somewhere I can find the same story.
Like within the last 10 minutes,
I was waiting for Bill and I was waiting for both of you to start doing the math on how much meat weighs and how big a package.
Now, why on earth would I do
that? Normally, you do that.
All I can think of is candy. Canned hams in each leg. That's all I can think about.
I just think of them packs of hamburgers cooking underneath each boot.
No, that she's making buns.
The old joke, the waitress.
Let's have it.
Lifts up her boobs and pulls a hamburger out, puts it on the guy's plate, and puts the bun on it. He's like, I don't want to know where my hot dog's at.
Yeah, you do, or else you wouldn't have said it.
Okay, number two, Billy.
Oh, God. Why me? Okay, flea market trucker. And I refer you to my comment earlier where I said that almost all of these are fake. But... nonetheless, let's give it another try.
They're building this place, aren't they?
Huh?
What?
Aren't they building this place?
Yeah, well, right. It's got to spend a couple of years as a battery factory.
Oh, okay. Then it'll be the flea market. Okay.
And then it'll be Kentucky's biggest flea market.
But, battery?
They're building a battery factory for EVs over off of 65. Is it?
Oh, are they?
No, it's 70. Kentucky and, it's 75.
They probably put it right over there where they got rid of the Saturn plant closed.
No, they put it right.
This is a fresh.
It's right
project.
By the Loves and the petrol where the truck
south
horses.
Of, oh, right so there. That's Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's south of Nashville. Yeah, they're building a big old battery plant, and
it's big. Wow.
As soon as that goes down the toilet,
well,
like I know
can
it
remember.
Will.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
He said
back
that's
in the early
'90s
when they were making Saturn cars.
Yeah,
oh, that was a cars. Thing, wasn't it?
I hauled parts to the Saturn plant that were actual sleeves for the motors, piston sleeves.
Oh,
and that place, that that automotive plant was just like GM up there, huge. And then how many years later, Saturn completely gone, and there's a building sitting there that's, you know.
That was a huge cultural thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, all right.
Okay, number two.
Flea market trucker. All of you know a person or someone that knows a person that might do some illegal stuff. Well, there was a truck driver that worked for a large grocery store chain and would make deliveries to stores. The trailer always had a padlock on it and a seal that only a receiver could break and unlock. This driver acquired a key for himself and would make up extra stores on his route that would be filled for, and he would deliver to a storage unit. Then on weekends, sell it all at flea markets. It was going well for about a year until an upper management employee noticed the company's brand name products for sale at the flea market. They reported it to the company VP that in turn had started an investigation. The FBI got involved and tracked down where, how, and who. The driver was arrested and struck a plea deal for a first offense. So be aware of things you buy at flea markets. Could be a good deal or stolen. And I would say both. Because it ain't my fault.
I don't know why you didn't stick with the generic brands. When you take the Kroger or Meijer brands, just is not going to do
it. That's stupid. You got to keep your head about you. And you can't do it for a year straight. Come on.
No. When you're selling hot dogs. Oh, no,
they only investigated it for a year.
Mm. Oh,
so
it went longer.
Is it true or is it false?
Well, I'm going to fall for it again because we got a show to make here, so I'm going to say true.
We got a show to make.
I'm going false on this one because he didn't explain enough on the seals. I get the point. Yeah. Well, look, I had to
shorten it up. But
so, okay.
This is a true story, and it wasn't in the paper. I know the guy. I'm not using no names. He did this for probably, I bet, 3 or 4 years before he got caught.
Well, and I can believe that.
The FBI, everybody that got involved, they tracked him for like a year and stuff. He had to pay restitution, you know, all that money back, and he got a little bit of jail time, but it wasn't nothing that, you know. But yeah, that was a true story.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I hate to see that, but I know a guy back in the day, late 70s, my dad had a truck driver that stopped by the house every once in a while, and he always grabbed us a case of pizzas, those little round pizzas they had back in the day. We always had them in the freezer from him.
I used to get free coffee because, you know how, if you ever haul groceries, you know how it is. They will reject damaged product.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was about ready to retire, and was a Kroger receiver in Louisville. And he's like, "You need coffee?" I'm like, "Why?" He goes over and he kick a case at the bottom and dent them in. "Oh, you got to pull that one out of there." I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Well, do you need some?" And I go over and kick two or three. He's like, "No, whoa, whoa, whoa. We can't have that many damaged."
Too funny.
You guys falling asleep or playing solitaire or what here?
No, I'm just undoing somebody.
Why are you highlighting everything just to screw with him?
Because he's taking stuff from 47, putting it on 48. You got to do it the other way around.
You can't just change the number then, huh?
What?
One number would be a lot easier.
That's why I was doing that. Because
you're still more than half the shit. You know what? I'm going to leave it to your good offices.
I read what I got. I don't care.
Man. Merry Christmas, everybody. Good Lord Almighty.
Let's go into the Christmas dinner because this is a good deal.
That's all you, babe.
What's that?
Not me. Christmas dinner. Steve brought up.
Oh, I put up there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know if we was going to save that for the next one or run it with this one.
This is our Christmas show. There ain't no next one.
The next one's got to be super generic. That way we can use it any time of year.
And the next show will be after Christmas.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's one thing that you do not want generic, and that's toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Finger poke through
being
every
said,
time?
I buy Kroger toilet paper, but it's fine.
I've bought toilet paper. It looks like there's twigs and sticks mixed in with it.
Yeah.
And that's the cheap stuff.
That helps you scrape it out.
Yeah. I've used corn generic. Silks before. By the way, Bill, go ahead
corn
and
corn silk. That makes your rear itchy.
A little bit. Go ahead and go below the Christmas there. And these are comments of truck drivers. I took all their names off of there, and it was off of Reddit. Or they were commenting about brokers. Some of these
they're saying fuck you, Dave, right there.
Yeah, they're not right. Yeah, I know it.
What's that? That's sort of rude at Christmas. Oh.
I should have repeated it. Because I don't know how you got this laid out is all.
Okay, what it was, it's comments from Reddit. And they were talking about the worst brokers they ever run across. So I went through.
Did they say who the brokers were and what company?
Yeah, I left that part on there. But I took all their names off and everything just so.
So the slander and libel's gone then, right?
Right. We're just generically slandering everybody. So.
So what do we got, Dave?
Like it says, who are the worst brokers in the industry? Now, I've never heard of Dave's. Have you guys ever heard of it as a broker?
I'm looking right at him.
Well, that's true. Looking at him right now. Looking dead at him.
But we ain't brokering shit over here but food.
And Chong told us Dave's not here, man.
Oh, now you're going to move?
Oh, you don't like that? Here, I'll do
no,
it again.
It's...
So, what's it say, Dave? Dave's the worst. F Dave.
Yeah, those...
OMG, yes. That effing guy got me stranded for 3 days. Boy, that's sort of...
There's a brokerage out there called Dave's.
Yes.
And one of you knuckleheads thought, hey, I'm going to call up Dave's and get me a load.
Don't you remember the commercial, Don't Be a Dave here in Fort Wayne?
Yes. What was that?
No. I remember is, who the fuck's that up there with Dave?
commercial
sorry,
was,
we got to watch the language.
Yeah, the commercial was about a job employment. Don't be a Dave, don't phone
a
Dave.
Oh, yeah, like a monster or something.
Yeah.
Was it?
So,
yeah.
That was a local thing, northern Indiana, for anybody that's out there listening in Florida or something.
Yeah, those Kula logistic, C word.
Go ahead.
I have no idea what they're doing, pal. Lazy Fs can't do shit for F. TQL, C.H. Robinson. What's TQL stand for?
I don't know.
Some
kind of brokerage firm, I guess.
C.H. Robinson was the one that I remember the most.
C.H. Robinson, American Backhaulers. There's a couple. C.H. is still around. I don't think American Backhaulers is anymore.
I think American Backhaulers was a side operation of C.H. Robinson.
Because Schneider had their own. J.B. had their own.
Yeah.
It says, I have a particular disdain for C.H. Robinson. Anytime I get a Robinson load, I know there will be plenty of effery afoot.
Kola Logistics, you ever heard of that? K-O-O-L-A.
Koala, it's got to be something in Australia, I think.
I feel like C.H. Robinson is the kind of company that would probably sue 3 Fat Truckers.
Oh. Bring them on. They can take all 3 mics. That's all we got.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get blood out of a rock.
Farmers Grain, Coyote Logistics. C.H. Robinson called me 5 days after I dropped the load at Walmart DC in Las Lunas, asking when I was going to get there.
I can
really
believe that.
I remember the places I worked. My dispatcher handled the broker. They didn't get my phone number. They wanted something they called our dispatcher. Dispatcher get a hold of us. And one couple times I gave them out our numbers, and I got C.H. Robinson, American Backhaulers, calling me on Saturday and Sunday. I delivered the load like on Tuesday. And they're calling 5 days later, hey, did you deliver that? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, you got the wrong number.
Well, we have a nice little boss that like gives our phone numbers out. So just call them, you know, tell them when you're going to be there and stuff. And then they start calling me.
Nope. Yeah. That's his job.
Yes. Yeah. Landstar is not getting a lot of love on here either, it looks like.
Here's one for Landstar. They constantly double broker loads. We won't give dispatchers all the pertinent information. Instead, they'd rather have the driver call in to get it.
What is TQL, JB?
I don't know. I think it's another.
I guess we need to get up on our little.
TQL is another broker.
Is it? Oh, look, yeah. Bill's moving along there.
Landstar Rangers, the worst. Them Russians or whatever they are always effing me over. believe it or not, Swift has a broker side. That's all I need to say.
That's all you need to say.
Having worked for Swift, that's a crapshoot.
That's the last one, but
I cannot think of a single time where I got a load from a broker and I got it delivered and I thought back on that period of time where I was doing that thing that I wish I wasn't doing and thinking, man, that was a pretty good experience. I can't think of a single time.
Not one time.
No,
well,
not one.
I can remember out of all the brokers that I dealt with over the years, out of all of them, maybe a handful, 3, 4, 5 of them, when you have problems at a shipper or at a receiver and you're going to have detention, that they actually got you your detention time without wanting to argue or try and deal with you. You know, hey, you know, can you sit for an hour for two? No.
Well,
you know, that actually did their job instead of always trying to screw you out of your money and want you to sit there for free. Because that's less money. If they're giving you money, that's less money they get.
It occurred to me early on that the whole reason a load is put on a broker is because it's something that nobody wants. They can't, you know, get anybody to do it through the normal channels or whatever.
But didn't COVID make that even worse? Because during COVID, there was a lot of trucking companies that started up that jumped onto that because there was so much freight.
Well, during COVID, there's a lot of trucking companies that went by the wayside, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now, we have a glutton of drivers out there. I mean, freight rates are dropping like crazy. It's cheap freight out there again because everybody's hauling everything. So.
Yep. Well, and most brokers, whether it be, say, it's like the big ones, like J.B. Hunt or whatever. You think about Swift. A big broker like J.B. Hunt. I think Werner does it too, probably. Mm-hmm. But all the big trucking companies out there, that's loads that they're trying to give away or get covered because they can't cover them.
Mm-hmm.
Or either they can't cover them or they're not the best paying and they're just trying to pawn them off on somebody just to get them. You know,
I even think it has a lot to do with the weight problem. I see a lot of broker loads. It's got to be 45. Well, big trucks can't haul 45.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 44.
A normal franchise company truck, they keep their trucks small. That's why they're all the same. They're all International ProStars or Freightliner. I mean, they're not no big bunks. They're medium size and they can, you know, they're light. So
and then they keep them out for 5 weeks at a time, can't figure out why they quit.
Yeah. Well, so. And then you get people that want to stay out like that, and they don't run hard enough, and they quit.
Yeah, so. That don't get enough. So,
I told you guys last time, they are catering more to women now, extremely far as. Not having to worry about shifting all the automatics, and you're getting CDLs and stuff that you're only qualified on an automatic. And
yeah, what is up with that? Does the CDLs say that now?
Yeah, yes, some of them do.
They have for years.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, you can get it.
Just like when you could go get a motorcycle license, and you could get it instead of on a two-wheel, you could get it on a three-wheel, which is different also.
I got all seven endorsements. They've added one. It's a school bus now, and I got rid of the hazmat because I don't use it. But
yeah, well, they had school bus back then. I never got it because I didn't want to haul no screaming kids.
Nope. Well, no, they had not even now passenger.
I do. Now I would just to be a part time.
Well. Now it isn't school bus. I had public passenger. They added a school bus one on top of it.
Oh,
now.
They split it up.
Yes. So you have to take a different test. It's another 25 question don't. Test. Well, I know you don't. But. So it
and,
is.
And if I lose my regular license, I'll do like everybody else and just keep driving.
So you'll be moped men.
No. I'll still be driving my pickup.
Well, we're good into our hour on this show, guys. This is our Christmas special. We probably ought to be wrapping it up pretty soon here.
Well,
wishing everybody actually 45 minutes, but yeah.
Oh, we got 15.
Let's get to Christmas dinner here then.
Go ahead. Get on it.
So everyone has had a Christmas dinner that didn't go right, or was as it was expected to be. We all made the best of it. These will be horror stories of such things, or maybe yours were all perfect until a good conversation starter for holiday season. Shall we just dive in on this subject? Do you remember any growing up that was just, because you watch like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
It was just a shit show from the get go. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had one that was just nothing went right or something really went wrong? Or had one that was just great.
But, you know, the funny part about this, Christmas and wasted dinners is probably truck stop's biggest deal back in the day. Because there was nothing open on Christmas Day but truck stops. And you'd have to go to a truck stop if you wanted to eat food at Christmas
Thanksgiving
Day.
Thanksgiving dinners and Christmas dinners, truck stops.
But
it's the same one for both.
Yes. Back in probably 74, my sister wanted a dog for Christmas, a little toy poodle.
How'd it taste?
And they were like $200.
Look at Bill.
And
Bill's going, but you had to marinate that damn thing.
Yeah.
Got cooking low and slow.
Get all the hair out of it.
Yeah.
So but she wanted a dog, and she got one, huh?
She stood in the kitchen and says, I'm not doing Christmas because I know there's no dog in there because how much it was going to cost. And she's screaming and crying, and my mom's crying, and my dad is about ready to pull his hair out. And after, I don't know, 45 minutes
of this.
It was
one of those families.
Yes.
Because let me tell you what would happen in my house.
The screaming and crying would be from a belt on the ass.
Yeah.
Well, after about 40 minutes of this, I literally walked into the living room and seen the dog on the couch, brought it out, and handed it to her because I wanted to open presents. I was like 10, 12 years old.
And you're like, I want mine extra crispy.
So that was the big crying. We did the whole thing Christmas Eve, get home with our friends, my mom and dad's friends. Hey, let's go look at some Christmas lights. Oh my gosh, Santa Claus was here while we were gone. Look.
You heard about that new Chinese cookbook, didn't you, Dave?
What's that?
101 ways to walk your dog.
Walk your dog. Is that PETA approved?
No. I'll put it on some PETA.
People eating tasty animals.
Yeah.
I can remember eating the dinner at Hojo's, Howard Johnson's back in. I think I've still seen one or two on the toll road.
Toll road, yeah.
Yeah.
There was one in Fort Wayne for years, dude, right out there where the mulch place is there.
Yep.
On New Haven on the bypass on 930.
I think
the hotel might still be there, not torn down yet, but it's all nasty. But
I hate to tell you this, but they had another one on Coliseum. It just closed 3 years ago. And it was behind Bob Evans.
Was it still Hojo's, though?
Yes, it was the last Hojo in town. Didn't have a restaurant, just the motel part.
Well, I can remember going there and eating for Christmas one time. But I can remember having Christmas at Knight's Inn right there at the truck stop when my mom used to manage it there, having Christmas opening presents there at the hotel.
Would you stay in there? Or?
No, yeah, for since while she was working, yeah, she ran it back in the day. That was like 70, like 73, probably.
All right, 74. Well, let's wrap this one up, get it uploaded, and start on the extra one.
Well, I said some more on.
He's not done yet.
Oh, he's not done yet?
No. Okay. But you never said, told a story. Did you have a good one or a bad one?
Any? I told my bad one.
Bill?
I don't remember ever having
Mom and Dad getting in a fight, burning something.
No.
I ain't eating this shit.
Christmas, you know, growing up was most of the time, oh, God, you know, if my mom was here, she would tell the story about the night before. Because she will, when I was growing up, she slept on the couch out in the living room. And I thought I was a slick little piece of shit. Because I used to do this little duck walk out into the living room late at night. And I would take the presents back into my bedroom, unwrap them real slow.
See what it is and wrap them back up.
See what it is, wrap it back up.
And you was one of them pricks, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I was one of them pricks.
I actually got to confess, I did it too a couple years. little Zacto knife and take the tape back in there.
Yeah. I remember shaking something one time and it broke. I was like,
not mine. Shit. Put your brother's name on it real quick. Take your name off.
Well, also on here I got, let's see, another good one. What are your favorite, let's Dave will talk about this, your favorite holiday dishes, maybe something your mom made or your grandmother or aunt or any relative that brought a dish to a potluck dinner that you remember stands out in your mind. We all have a favorite dessert or meat or snack or anything that we only get during the holidays. Let's throw them out there and see what we get. Just might be something you have never heard of before or a different variation of a classic. I'm sure this will get you guys going on food.
Lasagna. My Aunt Kay, the oldest of my mom and her sisters, still alive to this day, the last of all of them. She's the only one that didn't smoke cigarettes, so she's the only one left alive. And because she's still alive, and I'm not sure if any of my cousins will listen to this, I'm not going to say anything bad. But
so what you're saying, that wasn't the best lasagna you ever had?
Well, I'm getting to that. I didn't always see eye to eye with her, but let's put it this way. The last time we had a Christmas with my mom's side of the family, meaning like from her mom on down, was about 35 years ago. And to this day, her lasagna, Aunt Kay's lasagna, she would bring it in one of those big roaster pans, you know, that were the black with the speckle color, which you would normally put the turkey in. Well, she would make a lasagna. And this was just the most decadent freaking lasagna. Nobody's ever made one quite like it since. And I have missed it. I'm not going to lie. Not enough to go out to her house on Christmas. But but yeah, she's got to be 116 years old.
That's where you
by
call
now.
Her
and
say, hey, you know what you can get me for Christmas this year? Make me that lasagna.
Bill who? Who the hell are you? But yeah, that's... surprisingly, I've never been a big turkey person. I don't know. I've never made a secret of it. I'm not a turkey person. I'd rather have a roast beef or something like that.
I can remember I had an aunt, and she just threw it together, but she was the only one that ever made it. She would make gooseberry pie, and that stuff was so sour and so tart. And me and her was the only one that
would grow out
would
in the
ever
ditch
eat it.
Behind her house, and she'd
she'd buy canned gooseberries and just throw it in a pie crust. But, I mean, I don't know what it was. It was just...
Why you keep messing with that, Dave?
I liked it.
Because it's falling.
Huh. And I can't get up.
Yeah.
$400 microphone, it can't stay up.
It ain't the $400 microphone.
Give it a little of that V on there, Dave.
Give it a little blue pill.
Yeah.
The funny part about this is, as we're talking about, I have two foods that stick out in my head from holidays, and neither one of them worth Christmas. But the one that reminded me of my mom the most is every Sunday she would make biscuits and gravy, eggs, bacon, and then she would fry apples. And that sticks in my head. She would just fry up apples. And they were so good. And I just loved them. And then growing up, we used to do the old, back in the early 70s, the old family reunion where you went and you knew nobody. I mean, literally nobody.
But they all knew you.
Yeah. And they pinch your cheek and stuff.
And you hit them in the throat.
Yeah, and then I had an aunt that would bring ambrosia.
Yay.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
But I wasn't a big fan of coconut. Now I love it. Now nobody makes it anymore. That's an old dish. Like, nobody makes hominy anymore.
Did you have this, and did they call it this? My great-grandma, great-great-grandma, was 99 when she passed. She always made, or around the holidays, or had what she called hardtack.
Never heard of it.
And it was like the clear glass candy. They must colored it and poured it out, and then they broke it up, and they just
looked like
you do a stained glass window with, kind of deal.
Yeah, peanut brittle.
Impossible,
but
it
was. But this wasn't brittle. This was actual like the syrup hardened like glass candy.
Yeah.
But they always called it hardtack. When you try and eat it, it would glue your damn teeth together. You couldn't get them apart.
So what'd you do? Just suck on it.
But I remember eating the crap out of that. That and what they used to call divinity. Little cookies that were powdered with nuts in them, and it was just when you put them in your mouth, they just were gone. They melted. Poof.
Oh, that's the wedding cake? Isn't that the wedding cake cookies?
Something like that, yeah.
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 Sounds like almost like a Ben Wall. Divinity or something. But yeah, I remember those too. But that hard tack.
Isn't it funny how different parts of the country
call things?
Me and Bill was talking about it. Every gas station in Mississippi is heaven for a fat trucker.
Oh, God help us.
It don't matter if it's a one-pop stop or a brand new one. They have the layout, and the ladies in there are fixing from lasagna to baked spaghetti to fried chicken to fried fish. Oh,
you always get chicken and fish, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and hamburgers.
I like when you get down there a little farther south and you start getting all the po' boys. Shrimp, chicken.
See, yeah.
Oh, you get down to Delta Weed down the bayou. Yeah.
You get
some of
that po' boy down there. They will slather that thing up.
That's the only reason you run 65 down to 70 to go to Dallas, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I like getting down there in Louisiana on 10, 10-15.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because I get me some boudin.
Boudin
balls and all that. Oh, yeah.
Used to go to the Sinclair down there, get boudin right out of the daggum old crock pot. And
boiled green peanuts. You got to get your bag of them boiled green peanuts.
I don't get that. I tried them.
They're delicious.
It's just
hot and salty. Oh, yeah.
Hot peanut butter. It's mushy.
Actually, that sounds good.
I just got an activity on three fat truckers. Way to go, Steve.
Well, that's been a while ago.
I just got it.
Daggum way.
So,
let's get out of here. Let's draw it to a close. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all
folks,
the way.
Get a hold of us. Let us know some holiday dishes you remember from days of yore that you don't get so much nowadays. Right in, show at 3ftpodcast.org. Comment directly on the website, directly on the YouTube. Oh, yeah, YouTube. Like and subscribe, if you will, please, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we got to get them thumbs up.
We got to get some crowd and participation. You know what I'm
for any of our truckers that are out on the road during the holidays of Christmas, don't get to go home with your families. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And find a good place to get you some food to eat for Christmas. And
I
want you to know we're with you in spirit, by God.
By the way,
we all know what it's like.
We've been out there, and I've done it before, but the best part about it is look up at them stars while you're traveling at night and be appreciated in who you are and what you are.
Keep looking at the road, though, too, Dave.
Yeah, keep your eye on the road. Keep one eye on, keep one eye on the road.
That's why I like that W900. It had a sunroof.
All right, kids. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Or maybe not. I don't know. You depends just never know. We're going to try. We're going to give it our best. We apologize for last episode, too, by the way. Had some internet issues. Anyway,
yeah.
We will see you next time. Until then, I've been Bill.
And still Dave.
And still Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
Have a good one, folks.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.